Father Daly, thank you all for coming. I'm Pat's baby brother, youngest of the four of us. Father Daly, you did just a great, great job honoring Pat. I know both Pat and Jack so appreciate your pastor's heart, your love. Pat would be thrilled that our ties match. Been blessed to have two sisters such a crybaby. Sorry. Two sisters who really know and love God. Pat didn't just know some facts about God. She really knew Him. What a vital relationship with Him. She wasn't your prototypical Saturday Night Live church lady. She was fun. She was vital. She was fun-loving. To Pat, there was no strangers, just some friends that she hadn't met yet. It's the way she lived life. She was personable and just enjoyed people and enjoyed life. When Jesus was gathering his early disciples, Andrew and Peter first, and then Philip came along, and Philip brought his friend Nathanael. And as Nathanael was coming, Jesus looked and said of Nathanael, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile, no deceit." That was Pat. She had that guileless heart. She was very much like Jesus. You know, Jesus knows all about us, and He likes us anyway. He knows all our secrets. He knows all our stuff, and He chooses to like us, welcome us to Himself. And that was Pat. Going to read just a little bit from the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus is gathering in the upper room with his guys the night before he's to be put to death. And it says, "Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him." Peter, of course, protested, but just a little later, verse 12, "When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. He said, 'Do you understand what I have done for you?' he asked them. 'You call me teacher and Lord, and rightfully so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set an example for you that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." At the beginning of that passage, it says, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. Jesus knew who he was, knew where he was going, knew what he was about. And that's who Pat was. She's very secure in herself. She was not haughty, but she was purposeful. She was mature, secure, welcoming, no pretense, no pretending. She was like her Savior in that she was a servant. Whether it was helping to build homes, or a business, or a family, she just served. Whether it was in the church, or the community, she was like Jesus, serving others. She served well, and like the Lord Jesus, who said to those early disciples, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Pat found joy. She found blessing in serving. There was nothing that she delighted in more than having her family, her kids gather around the kitchen table, or us all for Thanksgiving, or whatever. She served mom and dad in their last days faithfully. St. Francis of Assisi is credited with saying, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words." Pat's life was a reflection of the good news, of what it's like to walk in communion with the Lord Jesus. That great philosopher, Winnie the Pooh, once said to his dear friend, Christopher Robin, "If you live to be 100, I want to live to be 100 minus one day, so I never have to live without you." When you love deeply, when you're loved deeply, you grieve deeply. It's just the flip side of love. You know you've loved well. You know you've been loved well when you grieve deeply. But you know, death isn't the end. Death isn't the final victor anymore. Jesus healed people. We read about this morning in the raising of Lazarus. But you know what? Lazarus died again. Jesus didn't come just to heal some blind eyes and raise some people from the dead who would only die later. Jesus came to conquer death, to give the hope for those that believe in him of life after death. And that's our hope, that we'll see Pat again, that we'll be resurrected like he was resurrected, that we'll laugh again, that we'll enjoy the banquet of the Lamb together as we were created to be in his presence, whole, complete. Puritan writer wrote about the death of a loved one, "Now life will be just a little less sweet, and death just a little less bitter." And with Pat's passing, I'd say the same. Life will be a little less sweet, but death a little less bitter. Because we'll see her again. We'll have that great reunion. We'll dance together in His presence. We'll smile. And it will be right again on the other side. God bless you all.